Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 to 90 minutes. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. We've already started celebrating tonight's show with a little music in the background that you may have heard. Sometimes you may come on and you're hearing that background music, and it's because we're always celebrating. We celebrate like all the time over here. I mean, that's what you can do when God has really blessed you in your life. Life is really about celebrating. It's about celebrating all the time. So having said that, we want to go ahead and get started. Tonight, we've got a fantastic show for you tonight. I'm excited. My co-hosts are here. We're waiting for our special guests to chime in, and they're going to be pressing 1, so we'll know that they are there. So let's go ahead and get started. And first, I want to go ahead and welcome Lady C. Lady C, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always an honor and pleasure to have you on board with us.
Hey, everyone. I hope everybody has had a fabulous week. And I hope everybody's looking forward to the show just like I am.
All right. We're so excited about you being here. Let's go ahead and bring in Benny from the block. Benny from the block, sir, it's always an honor to get your commentary on each of our shows. Welcome this evening.
Good evening, and thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure. I'm excited. Happy Thursday, everybody, and let's rock and roll.
All right. We're going to go ahead and bring in Miss J, all the way from Atlanta. Miss J, we don't want to hear about your weather tonight, okay? It's not cold. So, Miss J, welcome.
Good evening, everyone. No, it's not cold, but it's always a rainy day in Georgia. But I'm so excited to be back here.
Well, how do you expect y'all peaches to be, you know, as delicious as they are if it doesn't rain?
Hey. All I got to say is for the past 2 or 3 weeks, which thank God for it, but we have had rain for 2 or 3 weeks and still coming. But it's off and on now. But
right.
I'm just happy to be here, and I'm enjoying still the sun every now and then. So, and I'm excited about the show where our Dr. Walker is not just telling a story, but he's also changing lives.
All right. We thank you for that, and we're going to be joined by our featured guest this evening. And so we're looking forward to that. I believe she's on with us. Let's go ahead and welcome from all the way in Stuart, Florida, Miss Gwen. Miss Gwen, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you as our featured guest.
Well, thank you, and it's a pleasure to be on with you guys tonight. We're looking forward to sharing our adventures and what we have going on in our beautiful city of Stuart, Florida, County of Martin.
Awesome. And we're certainly looking forward to that. We're going to bring you back in momentarily. And I should know one of the other parties. Let's go to 772-773. Who do we have with us and welcome?
It's Althea, Dr. Jeff.
Okay, Miss Althea, thank you so very much for joining us. We're so glad to have you tuning in with us as well. Thank you for joining us. I want my co-hosts, all of my co-hosts in unison, if you all would say hello to Ms. Gwen and Ms. Althea, I'd appreciate that.
Well, hello.
Good evening, Gwen and Althea. Good evening.
Welcome.
Excellent.
Good evening, everyone. We're glad to be a part.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, tonight's topic is, if you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, are your struggles, no matter what they are they someone else's fault? Are they someone else's fault? You know how we blame people for other stuff? And, you know, I'm finding that people, as I read the story even about in the Bible about the children of Israel, they begin blaming Moses. They begin blaming Moses also for some stuff. And we're missing a co-host that did, a couple of them that didn't, we're waiting for them to call in. So they begin to blame God and Moses. So it's like people sometimes will blame other people for their own struggles in life. And that becomes interesting. Benny from the Block, let's address you on this one here and ask, before we get deeply into tonight's story, I just want to find out, and from your perspective, I mean, God delivered you from Pharaoh, right? In bondage, from bondage. And now how are they going to get mad at Moses and God and want to return back?
Well, what we learned is that we have a character trait in us that makes us always unhappy when things are not going the way that we think it should be going. And so you're right. You know, they were delivered from bondage. They were delivered from the captors. And yet they still was angry with God and Moses because they didn't get what they wanted right away. Well, that was because of their own disobedience. And so we come to the point, we always hear people talk about accountability. But nobody really wants to take accountability, because if you took accountability, then that means that the microscope is back on you. And so how could we say the maker and creator of everything, how can we get mad at that person when he made us and created us? But that's what we do. We blame everybody else except the parties involved. And that's what has led, that's actually one of the things that led Satan to the position that he was in, because he was always looking at God and saying, I want to be like God. And we know that he could not be like God because he was a created being. And he was not the being. So that's why we end up always in those places.
And so here we are blaming people, blaming, just blaming and blaming. So that's what our show is going to be about tonight. Are your struggles somebody else, someone else's fault? And before we get deeply into it, you know, we can't go without this co-host. She's with us, and we're so delighted to have her commentary. She brings a clinical perspective, and we're glad to have Bea Marie with us. Bea Marie, we're glad to have you. Please also say hello to Ms. Gwen, Ms. Althea as well.
Hello. Good evening, ladies. It's such a pleasure to have you on, and I look forward to the conversation tonight.
All right. Awesome, awesome. We know that Bea Marie will bring that serious clinical perspective, and it's like, wow, she's ready for tonight's show. So are your struggles someone else's fault? Lady C, let me bring you in. Let me just start with you before we go to our featured guest this evening and ask you, I mean, is it our nature to just kind of like not accept things but just blame somebody else?
I think it's just easier for us to do so. It's easy for us to just blame others instead of taking accountability for our own actions on why we're, you know, not where we want to be. But we can't point fingers. We got to always look inside ourselves, deep inside ourselves anyway, to figure out why.
Okay. So, Ms. J, do you kind of concur with that? Do you think it's just easier to blame somebody else? It's like Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. And, you know, I started using that a little bit. It's not all my fault.
Yeah, people find it much easier to blame others because they don't want, like Lady C said, they don't want to take accountability for the choices they made and the route they took. So I'm just going to be blaming on you. You know, they don't want to take accountability. They do no wrong. So I'm gonna blame somebody else.
Okay, all right. Bea Marie, do you tend to have you ever just found yourself blaming somebody else? And sometimes, could it be somebody else's fault that it resulted in your struggles?
You know, it's interesting because I look at it in two different ways. So I give an example of, let's say, you know, there's an accident and this person hit you. Now you have not, and they destroyed your life. You're not able to move or do the things that you used to do. And, you know, it's a result of someone else's negligence. So you can look at it from that perspective. But then on the other side, there are choices that we make and we tend to blame our parents. That's why I am the way I am, because my parents did this. This is why I do what I do, because they did this to me. And in both scenarios, that individual has to make a choice. We can't control what happens to us, but we surely can control what goes on following that. So that's very important. Things will happen, but how are you going to look at it, and how are you going to move forward with your life?
All right, and that's an interesting subject. So if I'm hearing you correctly, B. Marie, I'm hearing you say that, yes, it can be other people's fault out of even negligence, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. There are some things that do happen in life that are not that are at the fault of others. That there's a decision that they've made that has impacted you. But at the end of the day, it all comes back to having to choose. Even if something happened, someone did something to you, even if our parents didn't direct us or they weren't the best or there was a situation that caused our lives to completely change, we have to, if we want to take ownership and we want to take back control of our lives, we have to find a way to look at it from a different perspective and say, I can still have control over the way that I respond to what's happened and take ownership moving forward.
Right. We're going to go to the story momentarily. And just before we do, I want to get my featured guest perspective, their perspective. But we're waiting for Ms. Cross to press 1. Ms. Cross, so we can bring her in as our co-host. There she is. She's coming in now. Ms. Cross, it's so good to have you each and every week. Say hello. We have some featured guests, Ms. Althea and Ms. Gwen, this evening joining us.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. I'm sorry I'm running a little late. I was wrapping up a session, but I hope everyone is doing great out here. Welcome, welcome. I hope everyone had a great weekend, did some self-care. I know it's going to be an amazing show. Welcome to our featured guest, and I am ready.
All right, excellent. We're going to go ahead and take a moment from one of our sponsors, Ms. Margie. We want to bring you in, Ms. Margie, and give you an opportunity as one of our sponsors to say a few words. Ms. Margie?
Yes, Doctor. Regarding the topic, I truly believe, as the word says, God knew us before the foundation of the world. Another verse says, Jesus says we should follow in his footsteps. No, since God has predestined a plan for each person, it's inevitable what comes our way. But throughout the word, it says, count it all joy when we find ourselves in struggles. It says, tribulation work at patience. Patience, hope, and all the struggles that have been in the word. The struggles are there that when God takes us through, we are able to testify of his power through the test, the struggle, the difficult times, the traumas. God wants to get the glory. So whatever comes our way, we depend on God as believers, trust him to go through. But what if the person is not a believer? Then we who know the Lord and come in touch with them through what we have been through, what God has taken us through, then we are able to support, help, encourage, lift them up. And that's what it's all about, struggle. It's good to go through
all
struggles
right.
and trouble. Amen.
We thank you for that. That's a word from our sponsor. one of our sponsors. And let me just go quickly before we go to tonight's story. And I want to start with Ms. Gwen. Ms. Gwen, tell me, do you think that our struggles are someone else's fault? Just briefly here before we go into some other things.
Well, I believe some of our struggles sometimes could be at the fault of others, but I also believe that there are times when our struggles are all our own, that we put ourselves in positions in doing some things that causes us to have to struggle, and sometimes things are put on us that causes us to have to struggle. So I believe it could go either way.
All right, Ms. Althea, let's bring you in. How do you feel? Do you feel that sometimes it's other people's fault and sometimes it's our fault?
Yes, I would. I would have to agree. I have to agree with Gwen and the others because, yeah, sometimes we can be put in a situation because of others, but how we deal with it is totally on us, whether we decide to either lay in it or, you know, waddle in it or decide to, you know what, make the best of it and use it as a stepping stone.
Really? Okay, so, Ms. Althea, let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say that I'm married, and after 13 years, it's like 13 years of bad luck, but it's not bad luck. It was a good marriage. I loved her desperately, and all of a sudden she leaves me for another man, and it's like I can't, you know, I have this nice job. I can't function on the job anymore. I can't eat. I can't sleep. That woman was my world. Now it's like I'm so depressed, I can't do anything. I done lost 20 pounds when I only weighed 120, and now is it my wife's fault for leaving me for another man? You know, so
no,
and now I can't do anything? Is it her fault?
No, that was her choice. But it was your decision to make her your world. And because you then you allowed her to make decisions for you based on what she did.
Well, but when you want to be a man's world, Ms. Althea, when you want to be the apple of your husband's eye in his world, wouldn't you want to be that?
Well, Mr. Jason, I'm going somewhere because I thought I was at one time. And because I thought I was his world, I based my life upon what he did. And I couldn't make any decisions. I couldn't function. So I had to make the choice to become my own world so that I can make decisions. And now I'm not going to be anybody. I'm not going to allow anybody to make me their world. I have learned to have that choice.
Okay, so if let's just say these are hypotheticals here. Let's just say now a man wants to make you his world. Are you going to refuse that? And, like, don't make me your world.
Absolutely.
Come on now, Ms. Althea.
Absolutely, yes, because that means he cannot think. He cannot, he cannot think. Then he's going to require too much of me. He will drain me.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Before I go to the story, I got to stay with this for a minute. Ms. Gwen, let me bring you in here. Ms. Gwen, when you want to be the apple of some man's world, and it's like he makes you his world.
I don't want to have someone who is dependent on me. I am a free spirit. I have a husband. I know he loves me, but I don't want to be his crutch. Mm-hmm. And if things don't work out, I don't want to be the reason that he's sitting around holding his head down because, believe it or not, Gwen's going to keep moving.
Oh, my goodness.
I
can't believe I'm hearing this on live radio.
And I don't want him to struggle if things don't work because we can't make it.
We're going to ask you to stand by. Benny from the block, I got to bring you in here. We got to go to Tallahassee after this call. Benny from the block, are you hearing what I'm hearing that, you know, we got two ladies that are clearly saying, don't make me your world. What am I supposed to do with that? If that woman leaves me and I can't function, I can't eat, I can hardly breathe, bend it from the block, what am I supposed to do with that?
You better pull up your big boy pants and keep it moving.
Wow.
See, what done happened is
the role of what men used to be has been so diminished now that women now have to take on a strong leadership and directive mode. So what they're saying is she don't want no mama's boy and no baby's boy. She doesn't mean that be able to hold it down. And so if you can't hold it down, well, then don't fall down. That's what she's saying.
Whoa.
Don't put all your direction, your trust in me, because guess what? If you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing and I decide to go, guess what? You better figure it out before you're in the nut house, or
you're right, baby, from block. But it makes me thinking now, if I'm going after pursuing a woman, don't put too much in. Don't give her no more than 15%, because she might, you know, if I don't get it right for some reason, she might, like somebody said, put on my big boy pants and keep it moving. It's like, that's hard to put on your big boy pants. When a man loves a woman, Percy Sledge said it best. But a man loves a woman. Oh, my goodness, help us. Let's go to Tallahassee. Let's go to 850-212. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. You're live. Who do we have?
Oh, Big T.
Big T, I'm hearing stuff it's like I'm scared out here for the brothers and they're trying to go after the women now, Big T. These ladies are...
I like the response of these people. Everything they said, I'm over here laughing. They for real. I like the response of each and every last one of them. You got to put on your big boy pants, because nowadays women not putting up with it. They not putting up with it. You just out of gas if you're not with it. These women ain't sitting back. They taking the role and they leaving you behind. They sure are.
Well, Big T, I thought it was a shortage of men, so I thought I could kind of do what I want to do. And they just kind of, and I'm going to whisper this part, just kind of accept some things because they got a man.
And that don't work no more. They have a man, but at the same time, they taking the role of those men. They doing their own thing. They're not sitting around waiting on no men. They are, because a lot of these men are dependent on women too much. And these women, they just not taking it.
Okay, so we're talking about my struggles, someone else's fault. But my mama kind of raised me like this, Big T. I was kind of like, and I'm going to whisper this part, y'all. I was kind of like a mama's boy. Mom.
Well, you have to allow your mama to take that responsibility that she created. I'm here to tell you now. You better move on back home.
That's exactly.
Your mama created that. Well, your mama didn't protect you.
Now she's talking about my mama.
Mama.
Oh, you know what? Big T was going to ask you.
It's a lot of mamas that have done that.
You know, we got a live one here tonight. Miss A, let me bring you in. Miss A, is it my mama's fault that I'm the way that I am? If the woman walks out because I made the woman my world, my mom says, son, one day, you know, you're going to make a good man to a woman. And now, Miss A, if you give your woman the world, she leaves you, it's like you can't eat. You're barely breathing, Miss J. Is that right, or is that my mama's fault?
You know, I'm listening to all this, what everybody's saying. First of all, I never would have married a man like that, because I would have known in the beginning that he was a mama's boy and he was big passy and he'd been all sensitive. And,
you know
he wasn't able to deal with a strong woman.
I need some therapy tonight. Let me bring in Miss Cross. Miss Cross, what is going on? Miss Cross, the woman don't want the mama's boys anymore?
Mm-hmm. Of course, there were so many good points that were said. Mr. Denny really, really hit it on the head, because, you know, of course we know that there are the roles of the woman and the man, but the roles have been so distorted lately, especially in our community, right? So I feel like a lot of times women have been, I don't think no woman wants to walk around here hard and, you know, you got to do the role of the woman and the man. I don't think any woman I know wants that. I haven't met one yet, but I think the thing is you're kind of forced into that position. So right now, that's why now the comments you're giving is literally you got to deal with it. I don't really, unfortunately, you know, I don't need no man. Not that you don't need no man, but you don't need the problems that come with some men. You know what I mean? Like, who wants that? So I think that's where all this is coming from. But another thing that I've kind of been studying is, what happens is you don't want that codependency either, to where you have someone that relies on you for everything. Because, you know, you mother your children, you want to mother your husband, a mother a mother, your spouse, you know. So I think that's where a lot of this is coming from. And it makes sense.
Okay, so, I mean, this is scary. So, Ms. Cross, I got to bring you back in before I bring in B. Marie and Lady C. Ms. Cross, you say you don't want the problems that men bring. Well, I'm kind of taking this personally now. What are you talking about?
I said some men. Not all men. But I think what happens is, you know, regardless of roles or what they are, so some men still have this whole, I'm the man, this is what I want, but you're not fulfilling your part in the situation. I'm going to say some men. I'm going to say all men. You know,
right.
And I think, you know, nobody wants to be mistreated. So if you're given halfway behaviors, you can't, if you're given halfway work, you can't expect a full check. Like, what I just made that one up. That was hilarious. But
that was
like,
a good one. We're going to ask you all to stand by. And before I go to the story, I mean, you all have just got me over here like I need therapy. Let me bring in B. Marie, and then we're going to bring in Lady C. B. Marie. I mean, now I'm beginning to wonder, for moments, certain way to be what we think are good men to the women, why are the women refusing us then?
Okay. What's the question? I mean, I agree with Ms. Cross and some of the ladies. You know, I don't want to have masculine energy as a woman. I want to be able to carry my feminine energy. But in order for me to do that, the man has to be able to bring something to the table. And I think all the ladies, all that we're saying is, I find it interesting that men want women to do everything. They want so much, but some of them are not willing to give their part. It's like there's this whole long list of things that we're expected to be, but they give like two things. All I have to do is just work and provide and give you stuff, but you got to do 101 things on the list. So we're just asking for men that will be able to come to the table, be honest, and, you know, be committed, do what they're supposed to do, bring what they need to bring, respect, do their part. And, you know, we have no problem. I have no problem submitting to a man who is loving me. But if he's, like, doing all this extra stuff, it's really hard for us to do our role when they're not bringing their part.
Okay, Lady C, let me bring you in. Okay, Lady C, give me your take on this stuff here, because it's like, I mean, if the mama we're talking about or your struggle, someone else's fault. So if the mama prepared her boys and she's thinking she did the right thing, and it's just not working, Lady C, then what do the mama's boys need to do now?
I'm going to say this. I'm kind of differ a little bit from the women. I want a man to be able to serve me. I want him to be a little bit submissive towards me. You know, when it comes to mamas raising up men and them men becoming mama boys, what if that mama raised that man if he a provider? What if that mom raised that man to be the man you need in your life, but he comes home after work and he want to be up under you, he want to hug up on you, he want to show you nothing but love, he wants to put you first on everything. So meaning when he hanging out with the boys, he want to ask you, can we hang, you know, is it okay with you, honey, if I go hang out with my boys? I want that guy because that guy is what I want. You know, I would be submissive to him as well as he's submissive to me. I want a guy to serve me. But I am a Lady Cross. I am not trying to get a man that has baggage. You know, I don't need him lying to me and disrespecting me. I want a true, genuine, honest guy that can be submissive as well as I can be submissive.
So Lady C, I got to ask for permission to go hang out with my boys?
No, I'm not saying you're asking for permission. I'm just saying, I mean, take my feelings in consideration. If I'm going out with the girls, I'm going to be like, hey, babe, you know, me and the girls, we're going to go hang out tonight, you know? I mean, at least let me know where you're going. Don't be like, listen, I'm out. I mean,
okay.
Don't just leave. That's disrespect to us women, to me
okay.
At least. I can't speak of all women.
All right. We're going to ask all of you all stand by. I got to read tonight's story. This one is going to be an interesting one because tonight we're asking the question. are your struggles someone else's fault? Tonight's characters are Quinn and Rosie. Quinn and Rosie. Quinn and Rosie, now they've been married for 4 years. Rosie is Quinn's third wife. This is his third time around, okay? And this is her second marriage. Quinn is 47. He's a bit older than Rosie. Rosie is only 36, so they're like 11 years apart. Quinn has 3 children from his previous marriages, and Rosie also has 3 young children from her previous marriage. Now, only one of Quinn's children live with them, and all of the other children are Rosie's kids that live with them as well. They met through a mutual friend of Quinn's. Quinn's friend introduced them. Things have really been going well for the couple until Quinn went back to his old ways of spending their household money on his gambling. He had a gambling habit, and he was cheating a lot. That's what happened in his first 2 marriages. Now, Rosie recently found out about his gambling and cheating. Clearly devastated on both of these accounts now. It's now to the point that the funds that she relied on him to oversee, they have now dwindled down to from over $150,000 in the bank in their savings to just under $47,000. Now, she had total faith in her husband as head of the house to manage their household affairs. Now, when she also had total trust in him. When she questioned him about things, he initially denied them, and later he told her the truth about his gambling. Now, little did Rosie know, this was the very cause of his prior divorces. Now, his cheating has now caused a serious problem for them because he has been arrested. He's been arrested for being intimate with an underage youth. He was convicted and sentenced to 15 years in prison. Now, during such time, Rosie tried her best to remain faithful in the first 5 years and supporting him with all the remaining finances, which ultimately she exhausted, leaving her with only $500 due to his legal issues, okay? So she went from having $47,000 in the bank to now only $500. Now, at one point in time, Quinn and Rosie lived a lavish lifestyle. Now Rosie is barely surviving with 4 children at home on her small salary, a home mortgage which she can no longer afford, 2 cars that she is struggling to make payments on, a host of other bills that she's drowning in. Now, these are all the struggles that she's having. And Quinn has filed papers to divorce Rosie from prison, partly due to the fact that she has no more money to support his legal issues. He has also become extremely belligerent towards her and makes her feel like it's her fault that this happened to him. This, of course, is not true. Rosie has been a faithful and supportive wife who stood by her man every step of the way and put her absolute full trust and faith in him with everything. The divorce was finalized, and Rosie is experiencing depression. She's got health issues and does not have a clue on how she's going to make ends meet with having young children at home. She feels that her struggles are her husband's fault because of his deception, his gambling that she was not aware of, his cheating, his obvious lying to her, spending their savings of which she contributed, and the list goes on. Now, Rosie is left with no choice but to file bankruptcy, and even that's not enough to overcome her psychological, emotional, physical, and financial woes. She feels like her options are limited, and she is out of resources because she blames her husband for her struggles. Ms. Cross, I want to start out tonight with you, and then I want to go to one of our featured guests, both of our featured guests, and let me ask you this, Ms. Cross. Is it her husband's fault? I mean, she did have $47,000 coming from over $150,000, but she stood by her man. Then remember the song, Stand By Your Man and Show the World You Love Him. Remember that song? And so she did that. So now, I mean, what did it get her in the end? Is her struggles now his fault?
Charlotte, it's so funny, Dr. Walker. Sometimes I wish we were live because my whole face was saying something different. It's such a sad story because, wow, I have this thing where I'm like, you know, I don't think you're wrong for loving the wrong person, right? But at the end of the day, we have to take accountability for our actions as well. She wasn't wrong for loving and supporting her husband and trusting him, right? Because maybe he didn't give her a reason not to. But once situations start going left, you know, you do what you can, but you're not, I don't believe in being a doormat. If you, this man is in jail, belittling her, and then he got the nerve to divorce her. Listen, I think for her, you know, sometimes when you don't do it, God will do it for you. And for him to do it, I would have been like, you know, yeah, you're a little sad, but thank you, Lord. Because what I'm going to do with this man 15 years in, and then he's calling me, aggravating my soul, and I have all these bills out here that he can't be here to help me with because he's messing with some underage girl. Like, this story in itself is just a whole, you know, situation. So, I understand, you know, marriage is, you know, hardly having to have this marriage dissolved, and the way that it was done is going to be hurtful. I don't know if it's so much that she's hurt that she lost her husband or she's hurt that she has to pick up the pieces from this marriage. But at the end of the day, I won't say it's her fault, you know, but at the end of she has to sit back and really analyze the situation so that it never happens again, right? Because you don't want to be so vulnerable that you're like, okay, you pick up the same kind of man. Because a lot of times we attract men who are attracted to us for whatever reason, you know. So maybe I just don't want her to move on with her life eventually and get the same kind of man. Maybe that doesn't give her the same exact situation but gives her something similar.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Gwen, I want to bring you in and hear Ms. Althea and some of my co-hosts and others. We're going to go to Tallahassee shortly as well. Ms. Gwen, I want to ask you, I mean, what was wrong with her standing by her man? And now, is it fair to really say it's his fault? She had $47,000 left in the bank. Why did she choose to go ahead and spend all of that on his defense? Ms. Gwen, let's go to Ms. Althea. Ms. Althea, what are your thoughts on that?
The question was, why did she spend the money on his defense?
Yeah, he's in jail now. She still got $47,000 left after he done swindled or dwindled the money down from over $150,000. She's standing by her man. I mean, I would think that's the right thing to do, but now she's down to $500 in the bank, and he still ain't out of jail. You know what I'm saying? So did she do the right thing by standing by her man? That now, is it like, whose fault is it? Now she don't have no money.
Well, that tells me hope is the last thing to go, is that hope. So she kept hoping until she, you know, she's down to nothing. But her belief in her marriage and her relationship, that was still, you know, she was still hopeful because we don't believe everything because we are totally dependent on that other person.
So are you saying
sound decision?
Would you have put all your money into his legal defense?
No.
And he's already in jail.
When I'm not able to make sound decisions, yes. I'm not able to
make sound decisions. You would have put all the money in debt. Ms. Gwen, let me bring you in and ask you that question. Would you do the same thing?
No.
Okay, tell me what. Go ahead. I want to hear this.
When he was arrested for have an affair. Well, first of all, just the fact that he had an affair, okay?
Okay.
But to have an affair with an underage girl?
Yes.
That would have been it for me. And this is just me. But that would have been it for me. And I would not have spent one dime to give him no kind of a legal defense because I have daughters. And I take into consideration, if you do it with that underage girl, it could have been one of my underage girls.
Okay.
So
my
answer would be no.
And so what about forgiveness, Ms. Gwen? I mean, can you like forgive him and then he's, baby, this didn't happen. They're lying on me. When you trust your husband to believe him as opposed to the people who are bringing these allegations?
But because we in these situations now, because the older generations believe the spouse And so you're left with so many damaged young ladies and boys because the mother believed what aunt wasn't doing and her husband wasn't doing it. Come to find out, they was doing it.
Generational
stuff like that.
So you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, and I'm going to go to the phone lines in a moment, you all. So it's like if your man is trying to convince you, baby, this is a lie. You got to believe it. They got me sitting up in here in prison, and baby, you got some more money in there. You got to get me out of here. They're lying. Wouldn't that confuse a woman? You're wondering, did he do it or did he not do it? Miss Gwen, come on.
No, it is the evidence. If this young lady, because one thing about children, and it depends on, I guess it depends on how young she is.
Uh-huh.
Children
aren't say 16 or 17.
You.
16 or 17. They can lie too.
So what was he doing to even give her that impression to entice her to say that he was messing with her? What was he doing? Where was he at? It ain't just
her. He was probably around her. But sometimes, you know, people can just like, maybe she came on to him, which still is not, you know, it's not legal for him to take it, you know, to act upon her. But they can lie and say, oh, this man touched me. This man did something to me.
Then he shouldn't have put himself in that position.
Wow. But, okay, we're going to actually stand by. Let's go and bring in, let's see, who do we have here? We were looking for Tallahassee. Okay, let me bring in Miss Jay. Miss Jay, is it the husband's fault right now that Rosie is just don't have any money and she's struggling? Or is it her fault for putting all of her faith and trust in her husband?
Okay, it's both. It started off with it being the husband's fault because he deceived her with the money. But then she was seeing some flags all along. She wasn't paying attention to him. And the way I'm gathering Rosa, she doesn't have any self-esteem. She's dependent on this man, and she's very naive. And this man was telling her, no, baby, I didn't do that, and I'll do that. You know, he was already not being faithful to her as far as lying to her about the money situation. And love do not hurt like that. I don't know why women don't understand that, you know. To me, they didn't really have a relationship anyway for a while. And for her to spend the rest of that money on him, and when she knew what he had already done, the trust was already lost when he was gambling the money away. So why would you believe anything that she said? I mean, what he said. So I just feel that she was just a weak female. I'm sorry to say she was just dependent on him and ended up, the struggle was on her. The struggle ended up being on her because she did some stuff that it wasn't called for. She didn't have to do that. She should have had those divorce papers signed time that Joker went to jail and been through with it, you know. But
wow, that is some deep stuff, Miss J. Benny from the block, let me bring you in here because it's like Benny from the block. I mean, if I'm married, I would want my wife to stand by me. And it's like, but, you know, they raise a point because if he lied about spending all of that money, the hundred, you know, a lot of money and they left $47,000 in the bank, and he can't really justify that except for his gambling, I mean, that's a good point. Benny from the block, so, but wouldn't you want your wife to still stand by you and that's your last hope, baby, you got to get me out of here. I can't bend over and get the soap. These guys will attack me.
Well, listen, you can only give what you get. So if you are mishandling your wife, if you're mishandling situations, and then you want her to forget everything that she has taken an oath to and just go along with you, then we have what we had at the Capitol. We have a Trumpism. We have a bunch of people doing a bunch of crazy stuff that they knew better not to do. And so we can't put that kind of weight and pressure. We were wrong. Hey, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I apologize, I repent, but I got to get back up and handle the consequences to my actions. If I knew what I was going to get into and I knew there was a consequence and I still did anyway, that's on me. That's not on her. So, no, honey, take the money, do the best you can with your life, take care of whatever we got, the kids, whoever, and live a best life. And let me deal with my stupidity for what I did. And as a matter of fact, you know what? I'm sorry, honey. I repent for what I did. Please forgive me. And I hope.
Now, come on, Benny from the Block. A man is going to actually admit that he did something? Benny from the Block, really?
Well, listen, you know what my statement is. We all lie. So, yes, I do think we should do that. I'm going to stand
okay,
by that.
We're
yes,
you
should be thinking about it.
All right, B. Marie, let me bring you in. I mean, B. Marie, it's unlikely that a man's going to admit, especially now you talk about statutory stuff, he ain't going to admit to, you know, messing with an underage youth. I mean, you know, it's totally against the law. But still, he's, I mean, nobody wants to be in jail. Baby, please, you know, and if you're going to lie your face off and, like, please get me out of here. I didn't do it. You know, he's not going to admit to that. So, B. Marie, what's his best option, do you think? I mean, here it is, Rosie and Quinn. And all of our stories, of course, you all, if you're just listening, all of these stories are inspired by true stories. The names are always changed to protect the innocent. So, B. Marie, what is he to do? Bend over and get the soap? Come on. You're taking away his manhood.
I thought about that while he was doing the things that he was doing. You know, this is why, you know, when you meet people, you really, first of all, I feel like when these things happen, we have our own unmet needs on the inside of us, and we end up putting up with anything and anybody because we don't want to be alone or because we have unmet needs. We have a need to be wanted, so we just get anybody. And I like to go all the way back to the beginning when I've talked to different people who have gone through divorce or been married or gone through situations. I always ask them, why did you get married? Why did you marry them? Why did you choose them? And I'm very surprised at the answers. And so at this point, I feel like there had to be some things that she saw before. And if he is exhibiting these behaviors of stealing and lying, it's already been there. So he would just have to be on his own. And I think this whole thing of stand by your man, no matter what, that's killing us. We got to stop that because that's not love. And we're teaching the next generation that that's what love is, and it's not.
Wow. So, you know, I'm really confused tonight. I'm really confused because now I'm thinking I've heard our featured guest started out by starting trouble by saying they don't want the man to make them their world. And now it's like, I'm hearing the different perspectives here, and B. Marie, you're saying that, you know, and I've heard you all say you don't want the baggage, and I'm just thinking it's like, well, okay, I mean, the love, what do we do in relationships now? But we're going to actually stand by. If you're just joining us, are your struggles someone else's fault? And so, Lady C, I want to bring you in here and ask you, I mean, it's like, would you have stood by your man, Lady C, all the way and spent that $47,000. And he's telling you, baby, I promise you, on whomever, I did not do it. Because he don't want to be up in there.
No, I am like, I believe her name is Gwen, I believe it is.
Okay.
But I agree with her, you know, only because I have girls. You know, I have little girls. And for one, I'm going to just say this. Quinn ended up getting married too soon. Because, I mean, these days we are so eager to get married, to call somebody our own, we forget to ask about their past and study their characters, for one, you know. And to find out now he's going to jail because he was messing with an underage youth. And once the moment I found that out, I'm out. That's not even a – no, I'm out. I'm not even giving no dime, no money, no nothing. I'm out. Because if you went to jail for it, there's a reason why you went to jail for it. And if you didn't commit it or didn't commit the crime, the truth will come out at the end anyway.
Wow. So there we have it. That's some deep stuff. Let's see if we can bring in, because, I mean, my heart is just broken over here with this situation. Ms. Gwen, I want to bring you in. All right, Ms. Gwen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ms. Gwen, I'm trying to figure out here, I mean, what about forgiveness and till death do you part? What about that, Ms. Gwen? I mean, couldn't you just wait the 15 years, exhaust money, and wait the 15 years
until the man gets... Hold up. It also says thou shalt not commit adultery. Okay?
Right.
When you mess with someone outside of the marriage, you gave me free reign.
But can you forgive him if he says, baby, I love you like you, there's no other woman on the planet.
I'm forgiving from a long distance.
Miss Gwen, can you have, if he's begging, for mercy, you know, and he says, baby, even God gives us mercy.
And that's where you better go to, is God, and get mercy, because I'm going to forgive him from a long distance.
Miss Nguyen, while I've got you on here, tell us a little bit of, Miss Nguyen is a has a family store. I want you to tell us about your family store, and then she's also, I believe, the founder of the Black Business Coalition up in Stewart. I want to say Stewart. Tell us about your business and also where it's located, how people can get there, and also about the Black Business Association.
Okay. Well, we're a family-owned beauty supply and accessory store. We're the only one in our community. We're directly in the heart of our community. And we sell beauty supplies, hair, clothing, accessories. That's what we do. Hold on 1 minute. I'm happy to be ringing up a customer as I speak.
Okay, well, while you do that, we'll come back to you with some more information. Let me go to Ms. Althea, and we certainly do appreciate. Ms. Althea, you're also a member of the Black Business Coalition. Tell us a little bit about it from your perspective.
Oh, from my perspective, it's awesome. It is truly a divine birth that Gwen allowed God to birth through her, because it has been on fire since the day she brought us together with it. And what it is, it's bringing the businesses in our community together to network so that we can, one, know each other, help each other with whatever skills that we have, and also for our young entrepreneurs that are in our community to help assist and guide them. Because, you know, we can start on a shoestring budget or from the hip, as they say, you know, and when we're here to guide them and also to create jobs for our community and surrounding areas.
Right. And I had an opportunity. I was out of town, and I got a notification that you all were having this, what I call a Black Business Symposium, Saturday night. And I got an opportunity from Orlando where I was with family. And I was I did attend, and I must say I was totally impressed with the gathering that was there and what you all were presenting. And it's like, I am honored that you all have asked me now to be even a part of this, and I can see very big things with this. So I appreciate the opportunity, and that's where I've got to meet these ladies from. And here they are on the show tonight. Once Miss Gwen comes back in, we'll bring her back in so she can tell us about her family store as well and any information on how we can reach out and get her information from her.
Okay, I'm
back. Okay, you're back, Miss Gwen? Okay,
yes,
go ahead. Just tell us quickly about your business and then how they can get your product, even if it's online, and then a little bit more about maybe anything that Miss Althea may have left out about the Black Business Coalition.
Okay. Again, this beauty supply store and the accessories and the hair store, it was a birth of my oldest son who had this vision. We're located in Stewart, Florida. We're on the corner of Lake and East Ave. Again, we're right in the heart of our community. We wanted to be accessible. He wanted to have something that was accessible because he remembered as a single parent, me trying to take care of my daughters and supplying the needs for them as well as for him and his brothers. So this is just a way of us giving back to the community, and we do give back from our business. Now, to go back to the Black Business
Coalition. That was something that was birthed in me. I called the group of 9, 10 people, and out of that group, 9 of them accepted. And like Althea said, it has been on fire. Our whole goal is to network and bring black business together. We found out at our social event on Saturday, there was businesses that we had no idea of. We didn't realize that we had black doctors that was right here in our county. And then there was other businesses that we were not aware of. So it's about networking. So as a community, as black business people, we're stronger and we're better together. And if we can work together and build wealth in our community, we don't have to go anywhere else. The thing we need is in the house. Okay? We've also taken on the task of starting a CDL permit training class. We put that out on the internet, and we received over 300 responses within a 24-hour period. So we are so happy and so ecstatic about that. And those classes will start on August the 7th, and it is at no cost to the individuals that will be coming in to get their CDL training permit. It's a big need. We need to get our young men and our young women off the street corners and get them employed or businesses started so that they can be productive and fruitful citizens and not have to worry about the popo. So we've got to redirect their minds. We've got to redirect them. We've got to change their train of thought. And that's
and we're
our
certainly
goal, is to help
and
our
I want
to
just be we go on with the show tonight, and we got to bring in another one of our sponsors. Just before we do, just tell us how they can get your product. You know, you have a phone number, you have a website, and then if they want more information about the Black Business Coalition, how do they get in touch with you all as well?
Okay, our website will be up, if I'm not mistaken, by the end of the month. So starting the 1st of August, our website should be up. Again, our name is Cool Papa's Boutique. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And our phone number, if you need to get in touch with us, you can always give us a phone call. Our phone number is 772-634-8108 or 772-287-4497. We consider ourselves a 24/7 store. Because we live within the neighborhood, we can always get someone to come and assist the customer. So we never want anybody to need something and not be able to get it.
All right.
What was the other question you wanted me to give you answer?
Yeah, the Black Business Coalition, how do they get in touch with you or Ms. Althea for more information if they have an interest in the program or the organization?
Okay, right now you can get reach out to the Black Business Coalition of the Treasure Coast at info.bbt.gmail.com. That's our email address. We don't have a phone number as of yet. We are working on that. But if you need information, you can always email us at info.bbctc@gmail.com. And someone will most definitely email you back.
All right. And I'd also like to add, if they do need additional information, they can contact my radio station here live. And I will. They can reach out to me directly here, and I will get the information that they need relative to, because I'm very, for the Black Business Coalition, I'm very impressed with what they have. Let's go on. Before we go to another one, Quinn, thank you for asking me, Ms. Althea.
Okay.
Bye.
And if you guys don't mind, I'm going to disconnect from the call because I am closing up our business for tonight, and it does take all of my attention.
Okay, that is fine. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Althea. We're hoping that you'll stand by. Will you stand by, Ms. Althea? Okay, perhaps
yes,
you'll stand. Okay, thank you. All right, let me let's go on here. We're almost out of time. We've got about 26 more minutes before we bring the show to a close. If you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, are your struggles someone else's fault? We've had a live one here tonight. You can also listen to this entire show in its entirety. Just simply go to drjessewalker.com, press our play button where we've renovated our the website. And I want to go to B. Marie right now and just tell B. Marie, if you'll tell them a little bit about the website and the new production. And then we'll go right back into our story tonight, and we'll take some of the comments that will come into the studio. B. Marie, let's bring you on.
Hello. Recently, Dr. Walker has wanted to upgrade his website, so I actually took some time to upgrade it. And we'd love for you guys to take a look at the new layout. There will be some features where you'll be able to sign up for sponsorship on the website, take a look at some of the love tidbits of the day moving forward, just some more information. And also there's information in regards to his Center for Character Excellence that he wants to build as well. Looking forward to more and more upgrades, but please check it out. You'll still be able to click on and listen to past shows and listen live on the Blog Talk Radio site.
All right, excellent. Thank you for that. Lady C, Ms. Cross, we're going to ask you to stand by. Lady C, I want to go to you first and with some of the comments that have come in, and we're going to start with this one right here. In reference to are your struggles someone else's fault? This male writes in, he says, I blamed everything that was happening to me on other people until I realized that I had a choice. I had a choice to be around them or not. Once I disconnected from them, I had no one else to blame, and life became better for me. It's not always other people's fault. Lady C, what are your thoughts when it comes to that? It's not always other people's fault.
I agree. Sometimes you have to disconnect yourself from people to work on yourself, and that's what he did. He disconnected himself from his peers and his family and his friends to look within himself. And he realized he got to blame himself for his own actions. He took accountability.
Okay. All right. So, Lacey, while I've got you, and then Ms. Cross, is going to be the same question for you and Ms. J as well. And I want to ask this question here. So going back to the scenario where the man is married to the woman, and, I mean, because I'm really disturbed on that one, and she leaves him for another guy. So, I mean, whether it's her fault or his fault, he's an emotional wreck right now. So the question becomes, I mean, how do you put on your big boy pants and keep it moving? I mean, couldn't you just, if he's begging for mercy to you, Miss Lady C, I mean, don't you give him, like, another chance?
So he reaping what he sowed. There's no way. I mean,
wow.
I couldn't give him another chance. I couldn't.
Wow.
Me personally, I couldn't.
Right. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in here. Ms. Cross, the same question to you. I mean, he's like, baby, we had a show. He says, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. So, I mean, it's like they even have pencils that have erasers just in case we make a mistake. So, Ms. Cross, can he, like, get another chance?
Are we talking about this current story or, like, just in general?
Well, I was talking about the one where, because we're still talking about this current story, but we're right now specifically talking about the scenario I gave earlier where the man's married for 13 years and his wife leaves him for another man because, I mean, it's like he's now, like, all torn apart. He can't eat. He can barely breathe. And, you know, should he blame his wife? And why would she leave him if he's begging for her not to leave him? Because he can't survive without her.
Well,
so
he can't.
Shouldn't she just have mercy and forget the other man and come back to her husband?
And that's the thing. The thing is, he can survive without her.
That mentality is very, as I was talking about, codependency. And in a sense, we don't know what the dynamics of the relationship is, but, you know, she made the choice to leave. She made that choice to leave, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, the whole point of the story is I feel like it definitely needs to be a point of processing, right? Yes, you're going to grieve, right? I think we talked about it on the show that, you know, a loss of a relationship is a grieving process. So you're supposed to grieve. You're supposed to be depressed. But after a while, you got to accept it. And the whole point of accepting it is your ability to move on. So, you know, of course, you know, depending on who, there's always a giver or a taker, but depending on the situation, maybe he is going to be the one begging for the relationship because, you know, I'm not saying this is what happened, but maybe she, you know, he was the one doing wrong and she left. Who knows? But at the end of the day, it has to come to the point of he's like, you know what? And it does take time. I'm going to say this happens overnight, but this relationship is over and she's moved on and so should I.
Easy. All right, we're going to ask.
No, but it's just a healing process. It'll help you to heal better.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Althea, I want to bring you back in before we go to Ms. J and B. Marie and Benny from the block. I've got to ask you this question, and we're going to go to our sponsor in a moment. And that is, Ms. Althea, the question becomes, like in tonight's story, it's like, should you, you know, you all have me thinking here, should you put your total faith and trust in your spouse or significant other? I mean, shouldn't you, I mean, wouldn't you, I mean, it's like, that's, isn't that what you do? It's like, baby, I trust you. I have total faith in you. So, Ms. Althea, are you telling me something differently?
No. I've learned that I have to trust who you are, not who I want you to be. I have to trust who you are. It's a hard lesson, and I have to accept that.
Wow. Do you trust, if you're meeting a new person, don't you, if they haven't given you anything that would cause you to distrust them, couldn't you just be, like, vulnerable to them and say, well, I have faith in you. I trust you. I love you. I mean, isn't that part of love? That you like, oh, I trust this person. He's not going to do me wrong or she's not going to do me wrong. Isn't it, Ms. Althea?
And that sounds so good, Dr. Jesse. But, you know, and it was just a few months ago, and it was from the one of the guys I ran across on social media. When he said you have to trust people for who they are, it's just like a snake. That is a snake. You have to trust that snake to do what that snake going to do. I don't care if you befriend that snake. That is a snake. You know eventually that snake going to bite you. That don't mean you have to pick that snake up, love that snake, and whatever, because eventually that snake going to bite you. And the people that are trusting in, you know, the enemy, the devil, whatever, you got to trust the devil to be just who he said he is. Yes, we love you. We do. And God loves you too. But at the same time, and that's just like God. He trusted Judas to be just who Judas was.
I'm laughing because what you're saying is so, I mean, it makes sense. It does. I mean, you might feed the snake and play with it and think that's your real pet, but if that snake get a chance, he will bite you. So you're saying people can be like snakes? Are you calling people snakes?
Of course. Yes. And that's from
all right, we're gonna ask you to stand by. This is a deep one tonight. Let me go to North Carolina. Let's bring in North Carolina. North Carolina, thank you for your patience. Let's go to Christy from North Carolina. Christy, thank you for joining us. Christy, I mean, I believe in trusting people until I can't find a reason not to trust them. So shouldn't I put all my faith and trust in them, Christy?
No, I would say no, you should not. You better put your faith and trust in God because man will definitely disappoint you. They will deceive you and all of that. So we should never put our faith in any particular man or woman, but put all of our faith and trust in God because we know that, hey, he will never disappoint us. We could stand on his promises that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us, nor will he disappoint us. But if you've lost trust in a person because of, and it has to have been something that they could had to have done for you to lose that trust in, and it's kind of hard to gain that trust back. And yes, we are supposed to be forgiving people, and you might have forgiven over and over again, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again. So do you continue? Yes, the Bible says 7 times 70 that we're supposed to forgive a person. Yes. And if they can't get their act together, then they need help. That's all I can say. They need help. And hey, whether or not a person chooses to stay with them, that would be that own, and every case is different. So that would be that person's own individual choice as to whether or not they want to continue with whatever they're going through with that person.
So, Christy, I'm not sure if you heard tonight's story. Did you hear tonight's story?
Yes, about the man who the wife left him. The wife left a man for another man. It had to have been a reason, and then he wants to blame her. People always want to, you know, I've been in a situation where people want to blame me too, okay? So people always want to blame somebody else, but the ultimate person who we should blame, and which is always the case, we cause things on ourselves. We just don't want to admit it. But so we got to blame somebody, and that's usually the case. We cause basically everything in the majority of the time on ourselves. But when push comes to shove, we got to blame somebody because we don't want to blame ourselves. So that's just
right.
It.
So, Christy, if the woman had, I mean, this husband, he went to jail in that story. He was accused of, being intimate with an underage youth. And he's trying to tell his wife he didn't do it. He had swindled them out of almost $100,000 with his gambling and cheating. And now it leaves his wife with $47,000 in the bank. And she, for some reason, you know, sometimes some people will believe you. She's believing it, and she exhausted almost all of that $47,000 down to $500. Christy, do you think she did the right thing? Because she believed in her husband, standing by her man.
Well, I don't know about that, wasting all my money. I mean, but, hey, that was something that she truly did believe in. I'm finna get some gas.
Christy, are you telling me that you wouldn't stand by your man if he's trying to convince you from jail? He says, honey, I promise you I didn't. And you got $47,000. He says, get me the best lawyer you can get me with that $47,000. He says, mortgage the house. Come on, Christy, you're not going to stand by your man till death do you part?
I don't know whether I'll do that. I got to get gas right now, so I might cut off. I don't know. But I don't know whether I'll do that because it was a reason why he did. She has her doubts, or maybe she felt like she was still in love. I don't know.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Christy. Let's go to one of our sponsors quickly here, and we've got several more comments that are coming in. We're going to go to Sister Marjorie Cross. Sister Marjorie, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your patience, and give us your commercial. This is one of our sponsors. Sister Marjorie?
Hi. Good evening, Dr. Walker. And Ms. Cross, Lady C, Benny on the Block, Dee Marie, and your two guests that you had on, which was great, and everyone on the show. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross, and I'm a nurse and also a health and wellness consultant with one of the most leading company in the world. We are A-plus on the Better Business Bureau over 19 years. If you have any health conditions, we may be able to help you. We have some awesome products. My website is www.isagenix.sisterlove.com/collagen, collagen. And my number is 786-319-7223. Again, 786-319-7223. And or Dr. Brown, we work together. And when you call in, please tell them that you heard it on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. God bless you all and stay blessed. Thank you. Keep well.
Thank you, and thank you for your sponsorship of our program.
You're welcome.
Let me go in now to Benny from the Block. Let's bring you in here. We're going to wrap it up with, we got several more comments that are coming in. Benny from the Block, we'll give you this one. This young lady, she says, my struggles are the result of my ex-husband. The things he did in deceiving me, like in tonight's story, ultimately caused me to end up in bankruptcy. Now that I'm older, it has really caused me financial difficulty. What advice, if any, do you have for her? She says her ex-husband is to blame. Do we leave it at that, or can we pick ourselves up and put on our big boy or big girl dresses or pants, depending from the block? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think she should, as quickly as she can, forgive him and move on. We all have had issues and problems in our life, but we have to move forward as quickly as I can, because the longer you hold on to that issue, the longer you hold on to blaming him, it's still hindering you from going forward, because everything that happens to you, you're going to eventually resort back, well, because of him, I did it. Well, because of him. And the fact is, it's because of you now. You have to, you're free. You're free to move forward. So just move forward. There's always going to be a time in your life where you have some person that did some damage to. Forgive them and move on. Been there, did that, got the book to show for it, all kinds of things. The ultimate fact is sometimes we get people who are not on the same mental level we are where we are in our lives. That has nothing to do with intelligence. It has nothing to do about your education. It just means that sometimes we marry people where we're at a 9 and they're at a 3. We didn't see that early enough because we didn't have enough communication in the relationship to make that kind of necessary decision. It is an intelligence thing, not a educational part. It's just an intelligence as to where you are. Where you were financially was not where he was, because if he was there, he wouldn't have put you in a financial difficulty.
Okay, awesome on that. Before we're going to have Ms. Cross close us out tonight, in about 10 minutes, he will start to bring us to a close in tonight's program. Just before we do that, let me go to B. Marie. B. Marie, I want to bring you back in. And dear Ms. J, here's another comment that's coming to the studio as well. B. Marie, this one's for you. This female, she says, I don't think you should blame other people for your misfortunes because everybody has freedom of choice. I say just face your challenges and move on, like they've been saying tonight, because life happens. Deal with it. Doesn't that sound rather hard, Miss B. Marie? Because people, I mean, people just say, well, move on. It's easier said than done.
It is easier said than done. I think that the best that we can do, there are certain situations like the one you were just mentioning about the young lady who was married to somebody. Now, it's easy to move on when there's no financial ties or legal ties, but say that to the man or the woman that has kids with this person, the man or the woman that had financial things with this person. It's hard to just move forward when you have thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt because this person is irresponsible. And I have a few close friends that this has happened to. But what I do notice about a couple of the women that I've seen this happen with is that they took ownership of their choice in the person they chose, and they dealt with the issues and moved forward, and I've watched their lives be blessed from that point on. So, again, even when things do happen in our lives, when things come to us that may not be necessarily something that we did, that someone else may have done, we can pick up the pieces and we can move forward. But as others were saying, we can't move on with our lives and we can't be better if we're not willing to take ownership of the choices we made. So it's just important to be able to take what's happened and be able to move on. It is important to do that. It's a process, as Ms. Cross is saying. It's not always simple, but it can be done.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. J, let me bring you in. I mean, wow. I mean, when we talk about your struggles, I mean, I know it's easier to blame someone else for your struggles, but what advice or recommendation or suggestion could you give somebody to just say, well, let me just stop playing the blame game and let me just deal with it? Like the person says here, just deal with it. Ms. J, your thoughts on that, just quickly.
Yeah, you know, usually you played some part in it, so you need to just, you know, forget about what had happened, try to get your life together because everything was your choice, and do what you can for yourself and stop thinking that, you know, that you can never do nothing wrong, because all of us at some time have done something wrong, and we just have to correct it and keep moving.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Lady T, let me bring you back in with this next comment. People are just looking for excuses when they blame other people.
Wait. You blanked out, so nothing happened.
This caller says, I think people just blame other people. They're looking for excuses. Are there really excuses when you're blaming other people? Is it really an excuse?
That's not really an excuse if you're blaming someone else.
Okay. All right. Okay. It's not an excuse if you're blaming someone else. Okay. Let me bring in Christy. Christy, do you think it's just an excuse when you blame somebody else? Do you think that,
it is? Yes, I feel that it is, because you don't want to take the responsibility for yourself. So I feel it is an excuse.
Christy, let me ask you this. If my wife leaves me for another man, and I thought I was doing everything, but I turned out to be a mama's boy, and she leaves me because she was my world, am I making an excuse because I'm blaming her for leaving me? And I can barely eat now? Is that my fault?
Well, you know, it had to be a reason, because in most cases, before somebody leaves, you know, in most cases, they begin to talk to you and tell you what's going on, okay? So sometimes people either got to make some changes, which the person I'm sure has already told them what needed, you know, what was going on in that relationship. And if a person's not willing to make changes, then you're gonna lose the person. It sounds like that's what happened with this man. He lost her because of whatever was going on that I'm sure she told him. I'm sure she didn't just pop up and say, oh, I'm going to this other man. It had to be a reason, okay? And whether or not you want to accept it and go on with your life, or you want to sit there and just feel sorry for yourself and saying, oh, why did she leave me? Why this? Why that? Then that's your choice that we all have. Either you sit there and feel sorry for yourself, or you move on with your life. That's just it.
But what about Christy, it's very hard sometimes when you love somebody. You know, you love them, and you thought you were doing everything right. And sometimes I do believe that people will just leave you, and you didn't do anything to cause that. So whose fault is it?
Well, there are some cases that's like that. Well, there are some cases, you know, like that.
Right?
That sometimes people just want to leave for whatever, and maybe nothing was done. Everybody was doing everything right. So it's just in a person sometimes to be like that. That's just it. And again, if they want to leave you, it's nothing you could do but move on. Accept it and move on. Pray about it. Ask the Lord to make you strong, and he will, but you got to be willing to help yourself as well. So
We're going to ask you, Christy, and I want to bring Miss Cross. Before you close it out, we got about 5 more minutes. Miss Cross, it's like, I wonder if people really understand the dynamics of how strong love is. They say that love is the strongest force in the universe. When you love somebody and they just leave you, it's like with Rosie in tonight's story. Rosie stood by her man all the way. I mean, it's like, and yet Rosie got the bad end of the deal. So, Miss Cross, how do you, you know, love is powerful. Don't you want that kind of love, or do you have that kind of love? Do you want a man to give you that kind of love, Miss Cross?
You know, I've come to understand that self-love is, a lot of people lack self-love. And if you don't love yourself, if you don't love yourself, it's hard to really and truly love someone else in a healthy way. And a lot of times the things that we accept is because of the lack of self-love. So, I think that's a part, that's a big part that we're not taught. We're taught to be selfless. We're taught that love should look, love is a sacrifice. Yeah, but what about the love for yourself? You know, I remember a pastor saying that God did not put you here to be a doormat. Like, no, yeah, it's okay to be humble. It's okay to love people, but not to the extent of you losing yourself, not to the extent of you
losing the love for self. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And I feel like that's a big part of, you know, me being a therapist. I'm tapping into people, and I'm like, listen, there's nothing wrong with loving yourself. There's nothing wrong with making yourself a priority. What's wrong with that? And I think that that's where the most is missed.
Yes. Okay, Ms. Althea, I want to bring you back in, Ms. Althea. And it's like, I mean, if, you know, people, if this was my first time listening to this show tonight, and I'm thinking, wow, I'm really looking, I have an interest in this woman. If this was my first time listening to the show, I would be wondering, like, wow, from what I've heard from the, particularly from the women tonight, and even some of the men, I would almost be reluctant, like, oh, boy, I don't think I better put, like, but more than 10% of my love into this woman, because you just never know. Ms. Althea, would you want a man that only gives you 10% of himself?
Only give me 10% of himself? That's,
yeah.
Then he's not whole. Then he's not whole. If he only can give
me 10%
of himself, he's not whole. And a person that is not whole is only going to drain the other person.
I love what you're saying here.
And then you keep depleting them and depleting them. And that's probably part of the reason why I'm not a therapist, but the suicidal rate, because those people, they're not whole. They're depending on something else outside of them to sustain them and make them happy and make them live. It's only, we, like someone said earlier, we can't give what we don't have.
Yes.
So we're dependent on somebody to always feed us attention, feed us love, feed us emotion. That's all it is.
Okay. All right, we're going to stand by. Miss J, let me bring you in. We got to really start to wrap it up before Miss Cross comes in about 2 minutes. Miss J, just quickly hear this comment. She says, I had to learn the hard way that I could not keep up with the Joneses. I always tried to live beyond my means and impressing my friends. Then reality sunk in, and I was losing everything trying to maintain my image. Don't do it, she says. It only hurts you. Why is that? If you're trying to impress people, why does that turn around and hurt you?
Because if you are not at that status, you know, they call it bougie. If you're not at that status where you can do these things, you're going to struggle. You're going down because you're not capable of doing it. So you're going down.
All right. Okay. Miss J, we're going to give you this one here, and then we're going to bring in B. Marie as well and Benny from the Block and the same one. Just quickly here, we got about 90 seconds before we close it out. And this comment is, let's see here. I learned a long time ago that you can't buy your family or your friends. I spent my money on them hoping they would like and accept me. In the end, I discovered that if people can't accept you for who you are, then it's not their fault and what happens to you. Miss Lady C, what do you think about that? Is that so true?
Well, I'm sorry. What was the question again?
Yeah, if people can't accept you for who you are, you can't blame them for what happens to you. Is that true?
No, that's not true. You can't blame nobody for what happens to you. You have control over your own life.
All right, I like that. B. Marie, is it true that you can't, you know, if you can't accept people who you are, you can't blame them?
The way it was worded is, once you see people for who they are and you continue to, like, have this friendship with them, you know, you have to, okay, yes, you have to take ownership of your choice to continue doing anything with this person when you see them for who they are. So you do have to take on the consequences. If you know they're a liar, you know they're not good, you know they're not, you know, trustworthy, and you continue in the friendship, then you do have to accept whatever comes with that, yes.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. Benny from the Block, you're thoughts on it, and Demons Cross is going to close it out. 15 seconds left. Finish from Block, do you just accept people for who they are?
Yes, and not only should you accept them for who they are, you should have enough love and compassion for you to see them for who they are not. I saw a movie last night very quickly. The movie was called Old, and it was one couple in there, and the woman had a tumor. She was living on her husband because she had an affair with another man. But anyway, they were stuck on this island, and they were aging by every 30 minutes. And the one thing that they came to agreement on is that as they got older, the affair didn't matter, the situation didn't matter, they were losing their hearing, they were losing their eyesight, but they depended on each other to get through that situation. And so what I'm saying is, at some point in time, all this other foolishness we're thinking about, cars, houses, children, kids, it don't matter. What matters is that you have somebody that loves you. And in the end, because when you're there in the end, you don't have nobody else there. All you have is love. They were able to survive and grew to love each other the way it had always been. And that's what's important. You get old, because you will get old, you want to have somebody you love. Forget all the other dumb stuff. Just remember, you need somebody there that you love.
All right, excellent. On that note, Ms. Cross, if you'll go ahead and close us out. Are your struggles someone else's fault, Ms. Cross?
Well, I want to say that your struggles are not someone else's fault. I think that sometimes, though, I want to say we do go through things that are very traumatic and that are a result of someone else's actions. I think the main thing is how we deal with it. A lot of things we process is not something that we can do on our own. From my experience, from the experience of my clients, you know, so if you need help, you seek help. But overall, it is a choice. Staying in a muck is a choice, right? A lot of times the first step to change is knowing that there's a need for change, but you can't keep on looking at your past and finding and creating that victim mentality, because a victim can easily become a victor. It's all about what choices you make and what path you choose to walk down.
All right, and on that note, we are clearly out of time. We're going to ask you all to please join us here tomorrow night. We've got a topic that you will really want to tune in. If you're going to miss one, you probably should have missed tonight's topic, but tomorrow night's topic, you do not want to miss tomorrow night's topic. Tomorrow night's topic is going to be, are you waiting on God for your success? Are you waiting on God for your success? And we know that success is measured differently by individual. It varies by individual, so the question becomes, are you waiting for God for your success? That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. And then that's going to be followed by Saturday morning is our miracle prayer day. If you're standing in need of a miracle from God, you will want to join us Saturday. If you want to participate on Saturday's program, by all means, contact Ms. Woodbury or contact myself directly so that you can be on Saturday's program. That's a miracle prayer day. We are having a praise report, and miracles are happening, and I've experienced them myself. So join us here tomorrow night. Are you waiting on God for your success? Or if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us Saturday morning for the miracle prayer day. It starts at 6:30 to 8:30. We have a special guest speaker. So until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning, or join us next week for the Dr. Jeff Walk Show, until one of those days, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Walker. Good night, everyone. Great show as usual. Thank you all. Bye-bye.